Okay, real quick. I'm very confused about this up and coming trend of shitting on what's his name? Fucking Star Lord Chris Pratt. Yeah, I don't understand like where what is up with the hate? Like seriously. I'm generally asking where did this originate from? 'Cause it's not like he's the first actor or actress or anyone who essentially is open about their religion. Which isn't a big fucking deal because it's just Christianity. I mean, he ain't eating brains or nothing. The man ain't a zombie. He's just Christian. That's it. That's generally it. And so far, he hasn't done anything to deserve all of this negativity. Like it's weird how ridiculous this concept is. And it's like simply because he's in shit. People lose their goddamn mind. The dude is a fine actor. Fine actor. An up-and-coming action star, if you will. The Tomorrow War was an okay movie. It's honestly, it's a good watch. I recommend watching that. The Jurassic Park movies, they suck, but all of it sucks, you know? That's not his fault. All of it is shitty. It's a dumb idea. They should have left well enough alone. But hey, we're in the age of remakes and rehashes and whatnot, so who gives a fuck? But I don't see where the hate is coming from. Like, I understand the idea of being upset at the casting choice for the, 'cause this all start like this boom craze happened because fucking Nintendo Direct decided to announce that these people are going to be in the goddamn Mario movie. And let me like point something out that a lot of people don't even fucking like bring up or whatnot. This movie will be animated. This is going to be an animated movie. So it, I really, I would love if they were to not take it seriously because it doesn't need to be. It's Mario, for God's sakes. And then considering the cast that they have lined up, I wouldn't want them to take it seriously. I would want them to have fun with the fucking movie because that's all you could expect from a Mario movie. Every game is go save the princess as the end of the game. You start off princess kidnapped and then you go save her. That's all of the Mario games. That's how they function. So if you have that premise, then you did good. And so all you got to do is just have fun with that premise. You got Charlie Day playing Luigi. You got Jack Black being Bowser. Keegan-Michael Key's in the fucking movie. The chick from the goddamn chest show from Netflix is in the goddamn movie. And I'm okay with her, like especially if they have her do something funny, considering, and I'm going based off of when she was on Saturday Night Live doing a bunch of sketches, and like they were actually really funny and really good. And it's crazy how like how many sketches she did that actually were really funny. And like she herself was able to carry that shit. So gotta give credit where credit is due. So it's like, yo, she can act. So that's cool. There is no qualms or like no high expectations for a fucking Mario movie. You know, video game movies themselves have systematically been bad. So if this movie is going to be completely animated, by all means, that'll be awesome. Like that's fine. If it's completely animated and then they're just having crazy good fun with it, that's the best you could possibly fucking hope for. Hell, they even have the original voice actor for Mario and a bunch of other Nintendo characters in the movie being cameos and whatnot. So that's it's fine. It's totally fine. They've done this with the Ratchet and Clank movie, and I went to theaters to see that. I don't even play the Ratchet and Clank games, but I went to theaters and see that has Sylvester Stallone in it. Didn't fucking bother me none. The whole thing is animated. It's not that big of a deal. Now, people are like speculating and talking about it being like the Sonic movie. You have some part of it animated, the rest of the part real life people. You don't need to do that. You don't need to have a Smurfs aesthetic to it. You can just have an animated Mario movie to branch out and do a bunch of fucking movies. That's totally fine. It doesn't have to be like fucking Sonic. So I don't understand. It's kind of like we don't know anything about the movie. All we know is that they're going to be supplying the voices. So with that being the case, it's not something that you would look at and be like, well, you just can't have Mario not selling it. And it's like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Like, It's an animated movie. They need stars in order to fit the billing. This is factual. These are things that studios do in order to sell movies. So that's okay. That's totally okay. And I understand that. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like, again, the bar is not high when it comes to a goddamn Super Mario Brothers movie. So calm the fuck down. Biggest video game character of all time. No doubt about it. By all means, yes, the crown is heavy on the head of the king. But it doesn't change that essentially them saying, like, letting everyone know about the cast, giving like just giving you a general information about, you know, who's going to play who, and then considering that all the people that they picked in the cast aren't people who essentially fuck up when it comes to acting or delivering or even producing humor, let alone being able to be entertaining. Like, no, like these are actually solid actors who can do comedy very well. So you really have nothing to worry about on that front. But apparently, because of Chris Pratt, there is just this ridiculous ideology that he's going to bring in a bunch of his customs and his beliefs and different shit like that into the movie. The motherfucker ain't writing it. He's just acting in it. What? How retarded is this? Like, this is so ridiculous. That's why I'm highly confused, because you don't have this problem with any other actor. Like, you don't get this from any other actor, you know? Well, I mean, you do this whenever they want to get rid of somebody or whatever. But essentially, it's totally fine for a character for an actor or actress to sit there and say their own personal BS or some stupid shit all the time, and they want to push their own beliefs and things like that. That's fine. You know, that's all well and good. You can do that because it lines up with your ideas and morals and whatnot. But when it don't, oh, then it's a tragedy. Then it's a travesty. You know, but it's like, have you ever thought to consider that, you know, maybe the ideals that you have don't line up with other people? Ergo, you know, there's someone else who would think like, hey, I don't really like them because they're pushing their politics and shit. But that's not what you're getting at. It's just the fact that you don't agree with Chris Pratt's politics or anything like that. Hell, people are bringing up the fact that he didn't get that he didn't show up to the fucking, what was it? It was a dinner for a fundraiser for Joe Biden from the Avengers people or whatever. And the thing is that, like, there was a fundraiser for Joe Biden. They had a bunch of different Marvel actors show up to help with the fundraiser and whatnot. And Chris Pratt didn't show up. And a lot of people lost their fucking minds about that. But then it was publicly known and it was stated that he wasn't invited. That's why he didn't go. And it's like, you know, and it was like other characters and other people weren't invited and they did not go. But because it was Chris Pratt and people have issues with his politics or how he does his religion or anything like that, or just they just have whatever problems that they have with him, you know, they blew that shit up. But everything else and everyone else, totally fine, totally fine. And that's disturbing. It's sickening, really, but it's very fucking confusing. That is like, oh, you turn a blind eye to a bunch of other dumb shit. But this is like, no, it's fine. It's like, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's very ridiculous that this is the case, you know? And it's like, you just have all of this shit being, this baggage being brought on for absolutely no fucking reason. And it's like, you're telling Nintendo, like, oh, Chris Pratt can't be in the movie. And it's like, this is Nintendo we're talking about. Like, they announced the movie, but most likely contracts have been signed. It's over and done with. He's going to be in the movie. All you have to do now, like, this is what's, like, stupid when it comes to how, like, the Twitter shit works. Because I don't use Twitter like that or anything. I don't fucking do Twitter and like look up the different things that are trending and whatnot. I post whenever the fuck I do a podcast, and I like pictures that I think are good. And some of the pictures are the dirty pictures, but I like them nonetheless. And that's it. That's all I do. It's like, that's all I fucking use it for. I see dope ass artwork from amazing people and whatnot. Your occasional titty every once in a while. And you just, and then I just post that, hey, I dropped a new episode of my podcast. I'm going to do that when I finish this fucking podcast. But that's it. That's all I use Twitter for. So the concept of essentially these people being on Twitter and then losing their fucking minds over the fact that Chris Pratt is going to play Mario, it generally is so, it's so disgustingly obvious what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish, what it's about, how it's about, and it's like, I hate it. I fucking hate it. It's like, I hate it because of how stupidly simple this shit is. And it's like, they don't care for the fact that he is openly, dedicated to his religion, that he is a nice guy that's generally liked by other people, and he just doesn't have the same ideals that a lot of people want him to have, considering the fact that he's an actor, because that's usually what actors and actresses do. They swing in whatever way the public wants them to swing in, because that's just how they roll. So you have someone who essentially doesn't go with the flow. This upsets people because it's different. It can't be different. Ironically, you know, all they want is for the acceptance of different. But then someone else comes out and goes, yeah, that's cool, but I would rather, you know, I'm cool with being me. And they're like, you motherfucker, you bigoted bitch, you know. And it's like, where'd that acceptance go? Oh, man, it's like, it seems like the only way for you to be able to survive in this world is if you come out gay. But it's like, you're not gay. Oh, you racist motherfucker. Oh, that's terrible. That's so terrible. But essentially, because he doesn't go with the flow, this upsets people, and it upsets them enough to the point where they just don't want him working, period, because it's not in accordance to how they want people to work. It's all fucked up. It's FUBAR. It's all FUBAR. But, you know, kudos for him sticking with his laurels. You know, that's cool. But it's like, I don't understand I don't understand why him. Like, what did he do? Chris Pratt hasn't done anything. It's like, this is what's driving me mad about this. And it's like, he hasn't done anything. The dude just stated what he's already been doing all this time, but now, because his career is skyrocketing, now that's a problem. Now he needs to be stopped. I don't get that. Like, that just does not compute. You know, it's like, he's been the same guy since the fucking Parks and Recreation show. You know, and it was like, damn near act the same in different stuff. His deliverance and comedy and whatnot. He's the same guy. He's a good actor. And I just don't understand that. Like, hey, they're going out of their fucking minds just because Chris Pratt is a guy that doesn't bend the knee, to coin a phrase. He doesn't bend the knee to fit the ideas of what everyone else in Hollywood is supposed to think, or they're supposed to do and whatnot. He doesn't do that, and he's still getting work, and he's still a good actor, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they desperately want there to be something wrong with that. They're vilifying his normal. It's like, he's always been this way. This is who he is. And they're making it to where, like, they're painting on their walls, this is the face of evil. And then you see Chris Pratt, and it's like, him? It's like, he's smiling in this picture, though. This just horrible motherfucker. It's like, oh my goodness. It's like, why is he evil? where do I begin? You know, he's not a leftist. Like, I don't even know what the fuck his politics are. I don't care what his politics are because it doesn't fucking matter. Dude, still, every time I still think Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and Volume 2 are literally some of the best movies the MCU has to offer in their entire fucking catalog. Like I said, Tomorrow War was actually really good. You know, it's time travel. Time travel is always wibbly wobbly timey wimey, but you know, still good fucking movie. And I'm just dumbfounded at the concept that, like, hey, he got announced to be Mario. But then, okay, like I'm back. I'm just repeating myself now. But what's crazier is the fact that, like, this is the icing on the cake, really. Right now, this is going to be a hot button issue, you know, and it's going to be that way until it dies down and something else takes the cake. It's like the main focus of interest or whatever. Who cares? Like, something else is going to take interest because it's just how news works, right? Until they show like a teaser, a clip, or like just a straight up trailer for the Mario movie, this shit is like, then you will see the fury of hell. It's like, it will get worse. The people, it's going to spark right back up. People are going to be like, wait, he's still a part of the movie? I thought we got rid of him. No, it's dumb. But this is what's going to happen. I promise you, this is what's going to happen. As soon as they hear his voice attached to Mario, you're going to have some people sit there and go, I don't think he should play the voice of Mario. Not taking into account movies, you know? It's like, just like, hey, movies need actors that can fit a bill. You know, regardless of what you might think of this character, there are still people out there who go see movies based off of actors, based off of who can put butts in the seats and whatnot, and then who can deliver. Not in accordance to what you grew up on and things like that. Wah, woohoo, yeah. Yeah, that's Mario to a T. I understand that. But whatever, like I said, if they have fun with this movie, I won't have a problem with it at all. Because that's just, I feel that that's the only way you should take Mario, like, in terms of putting him into a movie and whatnot. The live action, honestly, is like, cool that they're not doing that, but instead making a video game character and then animating it, and, you know, which seems in like an easier concept and cheaper thing to actually do. Well, animation costs more than regular things, but it just seems easier in order to appease the fans, bring in people who are interested in it, you know, like, make the young audience happy and whatnot. Things that are simple, Alex. Oh, wait, no, he's dead. I can't make that joke now.
Alan Trebek is dead. No.
Oh, shit. How many people will get that reference, too?
Nobody watched Jeopardy.
Fuck me. Oh, man, I'm being a dick. But, yeah, I was just generally confused that this blew up as much as it did. That's something that, like, surprised the fuck out of me. I saw, like, one person talk about it, and then I was like, well, that's a weird subject matter to come up after watching the Nintendo Direct. Just interesting. You know, was it, fucking on Lion King when Mufasa be walking and then Zazu goes, sir, the herd is on the move, and he go, odd. It's like, hey, I still got my rounds to make, king shit to do, but the wildebeest herd is moving. That's weird. And then you just have someone else come running up. This is fucking brother. There's a stampede. Simba's down there. What the fuck? And it's like, that level of information that was given at that point in time was just way too fucking aggressive. It varied way too high. Like, just, the herd is on the move. Odd. You know, just, I wonder why that could be. The next thing you hear is, there's a fucking stampede. Your only son is down there. Run, nigga. Oh, It's like, that's what happened with Chris Pratt. It was like, hey, Chris Pratt's going to be Mario. And then it was like, people are just like, this motherfucker cannot be Mario. He's like a son. No! And it was crazy. Like, is it true? Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is his father-in-law? Because that's neat. I feel like, you know, like, who better to teach you how to get into the realm of becoming an action hero, you know? Like, dude, you could just do movies where you just do action, and people will love you. I was like, well, what kind of movies? Well, let me tell you. Well, what you don't want to do is a movie called Last Action Hero. Oh, but that would be dope. If he made a fucking remake of The Last Action Hero starring Chris Pratt, and it's just jokingly making fun of Last Action Hero and whatnot. But then again, Last Action Hero was making fun of all action hero movies. It would be a meta. It would be a hat on a hat. It would be glory, because it'd be the dumbest fucking movie of all time. But glory, nonetheless. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm stupid. This is dumb. I'm tired of talking. So, yeah, I can't wait to actually see a trailer so you can actually have something tangible to weigh in terms of the Mario movie cast announcement and whatnot. I really don't have no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, seeing Toad and then thinking of Keegan-Michael Key's voice coming out of it and them not making it this high, squeaky voice, no. And it's like, yeah, I wouldn't go for that. But if it was Keegan-Michael Key doing a high, squeaky voice, I feel that would be hilarious. But haven't seen the trailer, so come what may, you know. So this has been another episode of Final Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and I just want to talk to y'all real quick.